As a yoga teacher, please note the main differences between yoga for teens and yoga for adults. A class with only teenagers differs in many ways from a class with mostly adults. Let's talk first of all about ego. The yoga practice for adults and teens has, of course, a common goal, that is to go through an inner transformation, but the ways and the tools used to reach this goal are different. The inner transformation for the adult goes through the dissolution of the ego, goes through the detachment. On the contrary, a teenager has to be supported in building an harmonious and balanced ego. If we talk about stillness versus movement, we can see that in the practice of yoga, the adult seeks for stillness, to turn towards the inside, to contact their inner part and develop the capability of self-observation. The yoga practice of the teenager is characterized, on the contrary, by free and aware movement and by a very gradual transition from movement to inactivity and to listening. Dynamism, movement, action are accompanied by moments of active pause, which helps the teenager to build and assert his own individuality and potential. Usually, an adult needs a more individual practice rather than a group practice. The adult pursues self-awareness through an individual practice that helps him to let go of frenetic rhythms and to contact the inner calm. On the contrary, in order to self-assert and gain awareness, the teenager needs to compare himself to others, needs to be part of a group, and to develop social relations. The yoga practice gives to the teenager a place where he can measure himself, learn to love and accept his body, express his talent and his creative thoughts. It is a place where he can satisfy his natural need to explore, experience and create. Usually, it's a fully decision for an adult to attend a yoga class. Adults decide that they want to attend a yoga class and know that yoga is good for them. They usually look for a quiet place in order to gain an inward focus. This cannot be true for teenagers. Teenagers may or may not be choosing to attend the yoga class, and they are likely not focused on why they are there. Usually, when an adult has less energy, he doesn't attend the yoga class. On the contrary, the energy level of teenagers can vary it also during the yoga class, and this is the reason why, as a yoga teacher, you have to be prepared to change your program according to the energy level of the group. In general, adults are in class prepared to listen, they are willing to focus, and they are easily encouraged. Teenagers are often distracted by outside concerns, they move, they have difficulties to, they have a very short attention and often need encouragement to focus. Adults, yes, may be chatty sometimes, but they are easy to quiet. Teenagers, on the contrary, are unlikely to be quiet. In addition to chatting on their own, they are influenced also by surrounding sounds and noise. Adults usually don't mind if you address them individually in class, while teenagers are highly sensitive to be called out as an individual. For the same reason, adults are unlikely to be interested in forming a pose as a group, while teenagers are very interested in doing poses in couples or as a group. Another important matter is verbal instruction versus body language. Adults learn quite well with verbal instruction. Adults go with the flow if the instructor doesn't say exactly what they mean. On the contrary, teenagers take instructions literally. Teenagers benefits from explicit instructions. They learn and, moreover, they learn best from copying and imitating what their teacher is doing.